I wrote this song for a songwriter friend of mine in California, and I played a show with him. His name is Jesse De Natale. And I played a show with him one time, and he friended me on MySpace when MySpace was still cool and happening. And I don't know if you remember, because you probably don't have MySpace anymore, because we all have Facebook, but on the left side of, I'm sorry if I offended anybody, but you should leave MySpace. but on the left side of MySpace is this, like, things you like. There's like a list of things you can make. And so this particular fella, Jesse, made this list of things that he likes. And it was literally a list of 300 things. It was like, oh, the sky and the air. And so I thought it was so weird that he took so much time. And then I thought it was weird that I was taking the time to read every single thing that he wrote. And I was like, oh, Carrie. Take it easy. But then I was so glad I did, because at the end of the list it said that he loved the sound of his mama's voice, and I was like, oh, that's the sweetest thing I've ever heard. And so I wrote this song to make fun of him. And it's called Jesse Likes Birds. Jesse likes birds, red wing, black bird. Jesse likes a sparrow. Jesse likes a whippoorwill. Jesse likes the sound through the window of a mockingbird late at night. And if that mockingbird don't sing, mama gonna buy you a diamond ring. Jesse likes wind. Jesse likes water. Car passing by. And if that mockingbird don't sing, mama gonna buy you a diamond ring. And if that diamond ring turns brass, mama gonna buy you a looking glass. Jesse likes drums, and Jesse likes fire. Jesse likes the sound through the window in the distance of a soul parade. And if that mockingbird don't sing, mama gonna buy you a diamond ring. And if that diamond ring turns brass, mama gonna buy you a looking glass. And if that looking glass gets broke, mama gonna buy you a Billy Goat. That mockingbird don't sing, Jesse don't need no diamond ring. Jesse need the sound of his mama's voice. She said Jesse likes birds, red wing, black bird. Jesse likes a sparrow. Jesse likes a whippoorwill. Jesse likes a mockingbird. Thank you. Thanks. On my album, it's the first song on my record, and there's 13 folk singers singing in the choir with me, and it's really, really fun. It was one of my favorite moments of recording. Anywho.
It was fun.
It was really
that
fun.
Was right about the time that I kicked Carrie out of her own session.
I did get, I got kicked out of my recording session.
As for producer, she might have been having a little bit too much fun with the whiskey and the big crowd of friends singing on her.
Well, we had like a clean,
incorrigible, and she had to leave.
Yeah, we had like a, it was sort of a rule that we had like a clean, recording session, like nobody drank, and then that was my rule, and then I was the one that ended up getting drunk, so I was so excited, I was like, oh, I'm gonna break into the liquor cabinet, so I did.
All right, I wasn't going to do this one, but I'm going to do this one. I'm going to put the strap on like a rock and roll.
Yeah, you look good with that.
Oh, yeah.
Look how high it is. You look cute.
Turned over a stone today, a stone I guess I'd never turn. There beneath the bones and grain, $1 billion brightly burned. So I went and stuffed my pockets full, as people grow as pockets do. Fat and free, the money flowed, and silver shines. I got fat too. Hey, 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 hey. Your thoughts, my friend, a dime and then a dollar or two. How about a gold medallion then? Your deepest thoughts should shine right through. It's true you came by love, my dear, but money sure can lavish love. So wash the sheets and baby tears, I paint the grapes with virgin's blood. Hey, 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 hey. Could not form at prime, till dreams became a lonely mistress, desire a neglected wife. So I went back to the stone again, I sat down on my gluttony. I begged the forest floor to fall, instead the forest rose to sing. Give it back, give it back, oh, give it back, it all ain't all that. Give it back, give it back, yeah, oh, give it back, it all ain't all, it all ain't all. So now I turn each stone I find, plant pennies like their dreams are seeds. When hunger pulls the plow just fine, starvation she's a butchered beast. Schoolrooms glow like palace halls, and parks like terraced garden grounds.
Neighbors cousin only calls,
and all the earth is holy ground. Give it back, give it back, oh, give back, it's all for all that. Give it back, give it back, give back, it's all for all that. Give it back, give it back, give back, it's all. Carrie Elkin.
Thank you. Thanks.
You see what happens when she doesn't have that guitar in front of her holding her back all the time, right?
It's funny. I don't think I've ever done that song standing up, because usually when we play together, I sit because I feel funny in this situation. So I felt awkward, but that was really fun. I'm going to do this song for Phil Collins. Who you can laugh, but he is actually here. Just a different Phil Collins than what you know. He's our Phil Collins. Not of Studio. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Are you going to take my whiskey? Yeah, I thought. I was thinking it was time. It's time. He recently got worried because we're building this new room in our house, and we're putting a little bar as part of it. And for the, like, we've been in the house for like a year and a half or so, and the liquor cabinet is way above my head, and so it's not gonna be anymore. but now when I want something, I'm like, can you get me that? Or I have to stand on a ladder. But I'll be able to reach it. Phil, this is for you. This is an old song of mine that, it's just been with me a long time, and it's a song that I always describe that it wrote me more than I wrote it. The girls like Berlin, like Berlin in the snow. The walls come a-falling, and just as she knows, to open up wide and show the side she's been meaning to show. But just like a candle, like a candle outside, it goes out sometimes, and it still shows the light of a life, the light of a child. It's been meaning to grow.
And just as I Let it go now. Girls like Berlin in the snow. The walls come falling, and just as she knows to open up wide and show the sight she's been meaning to show. Just as I've known you, show me somehow. Wearing back the braid, you were kissed like a child. Just as I've held you, hold me somehow. The flow is our right, just let it go.
Struggling with words this whole set, but I'm gonna do the one that has the most words.
Thank you all so much for being here tonight. We're gonna each do one more, and yeah, thanks for coming.
You might need to feed me some lines.
Okay.
It was 30 days till Easter when the elm tree hit the church. Thank God it fell on Friday, cause at least no one was hurt. There was fear it might delay the second coming of the Lord, cause the stained glass crucifixion wasn't stains upon the floor. They spent a day of cleaning and a day to board the hole where the stained glass once had cast in godly light upon the fold. But come the Sunday service, all the faces now were gray. They commenced to take donations as the faithful knelt to pray. Monday they discovered that the man who'd built the glass was the only man in town who could, and sadly he had passed. But his father, who was 90, said the tools were in the shed, and he'd kindly try and resurrect the window from the dead. Congregation argued, but the wise ones all rejoiced. 'Cause in the one hand was solution, in the other was no choice. So they gave the man their blessings, and they gave his hand a shake. They gave him all the coins they had collected on their plates. Seven days till Easter, they'd seen neither hide nor hair. So they came and knocked at supper time in hopes the man was there. But a banging from the basement was about all that they could hear, and curses that might make the devil blush and wash his ears. First thing Easter morning, into everyone's good grace, the man was up on ladders with the window nailed in place. It was covered in black velvet, like a hood or like a veil. He pulled the sheet and there it hung, apocryphal and frail. Seams had melted jagged, they were crooked like a spine. The glass was rough like hands of man against the hands of time. There was blood stains in the red, and there were teardrops in the blue. He said, "It may not be the best, but it's the best that I could do." Chapel fell to silence. It was more than just surprise, as the monstrosity of color slid its tongue across their eyes. And they shivered from exposure like babies born again, 'cause in every pane of glass was all the joy and pain of man. There is every fearful smile. There is every joyful tear. There is each and every choice that leads from every there to here. There is every cozy stranger. There is every awkward friend. There is every perfect night that's left initials in the sand. There's every day that's filled so full the weeks would float away. There's all those days spent wondering what to do with all those days. There's every lie that's ever saved the truth from being shamed. Every secret you could ever trust a friend to hide away. There's the fortune of discovering a new face you might adore, and the thrill of coming home to find her clothes upon the floor, and the prideful immortality of children in the home, that the storm can't grind the mountain down, it can only shift the stones. There's everything your mouth says that your lips don't understand, every shape inside your head that you can't carve with your hands. And every slice of glass revealed another slice of life, emblazoned imperfections in a perfect stream of light. It all flooded through the window like rapids made of fire, and then God rode through on sunshine and sat down, 'cause he was tired, he was tired. As the thunder and the hardwood settled back into its place, God removed his veil and there were scars across his face. And some folks prayed in reverence and some folks prayed in fear, as all the shades and chaos and the glass became a mirror. Thank you. Thank you.